Steve Sukup, CFO, Sukup Manufacturing Company.
Steve, I'd like to learn a little bit more about a group that recently visited your operation in Sheffield. Who are they comprised of and what they wanted to see?
It was a group from China, and it was from the Benshu City area, and they were very interested in agriculture and also learning more about ethanol. It's a group that with their high particulate, they need cleaner burning fuels, and ethanol is the perfect fit for it.
Probably the elephant in the room a little bit, the trade situation between the U.S. and China. I would imagine that in some way, shape, or form, that came up while they were visiting.
Yes, and they were very curious in our opinion on it, and we're ones that would really like to get that resolved, and the sooner the better. It's gone on longer than I thought they would allow it to happen. I think it's there is no win-win in that type of trade war with one of your biggest trading partners, and we need to get on the same page and get help both economies.
What did you want to make sure to convey to this delegation as far as the role Sukup can play when you think about renewable fuels? Obviously, there's the tie between corn and ethanol, but does it go even beyond that?
Well, it's one they have great needs for grain storage over there for their crops, so we're interested in that aspect. And then I'm on one of the vice chairman of one of the ethanol plants here in Iowa, Golden Grain Energy, and has been a long time supporter of ethanol back when 2004 when we opened the plant, was active with it, and knew it was the right thing to do, that we could control some of our energy destiny here, just right here in our cornfields of Iowa.
And certainly with ethanol and renewable fuels, it starts domestically, but it seems like there is a growing opportunity for ethanol exports, and China is certainly the big dog out there as far as market potential.
Right, and we've already been a trading partner with them on the DDGs. They understand the value of the DDGs for livestock feeding operations, so they've seen firsthand that that can be part of the process of not only producing a cleaner burning fuel, which they desperately need there, that the supply, we use all the materials, whether it's the corn oil that we separate out or the DDGs that become feed for livestock.
What's your sense on how China would like to develop their own domestic renewable energy footprint as far as getting less dependent on exports? I don't know what kind of scale they're currently at and how much they could grow in the next, say, 5 or 10 years, but how do you see this developing in China?
Well, their need is so high for a clean burning fuel that I think the sky's the limit with if they'd really get onto the ethanol market as such. And so, here in the U.S., we burn, 15 billion gallons, and I'm sure they'd be at that equivalent of what they would need over there with a population four times that.
Anything else on the visit by the Chinese delegation?
No, we were very pleased that it had been put off a couple of times just with the trade concerns, but that the government did then say, yes, we can issue visas and come. They knew the importance of this visit for their agriculture, so that was a pleasant surprise on us, and was one that we look forward to being able to be a part of their plan.
Switching gears a little bit, but staying on trade, the steel and aluminum tariffs, they remain in place. Even though the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have come to terms on the new NAFTA agreement, how has that continued to impact your business?
Well, it's one that's, when you have 30% increases in steel prices, it's going to be our customers, our farmers, and the end customers that are, having to pay the price. And obviously, when prices rise, everybody takes a little bit of hesitation of, do I really want to pay that higher price? But storage is so needed out there. So it's a headwind. It hasn't completely hurt our markets, but it is definitely a headwind out there.
Are you surprised that even with USMCA in place, those tariffs remain?
Yes, we were hoping that everything would be taken off, and then they said, well, except for the the steel and aluminum, and we haven't quite made progress there yet. And And it really isn't the trade of the product. Lead times are the same, and the only reason the prices went up is because the U.S. steel mills could do it. And we've always bought all U.S. steel, so it feels like we're getting a double whammy there.